Greetings from here in the San Diego area, and welcome to all listening on the internet today. Tomorrow, Sunday, June the 17th, is Father's Day. What is the origin of Father's Day? I'll open the Bible and read text here. Then all the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him, Jesus, to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes complained. Jesus' talk here included an outstanding father. Today's message is entitled Tribute to Fathers. We'll first look at the origin of Father's Day. Next, we'll touch on stepfathers. Third, we'll look at Jesus Christ talking about an outstanding father. And fourth, we'll look in humor, then in honor, at some of attributes of our fathers. First, origin. From two internet websites, holidays.net and marvelicious.com, we find the origin of Father's Day. Mrs. Sonora Dodd thought of the idea of Father's Day while listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. She wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, a Civil War veteran, widowed when his wife died in childbirth with their sixth child. He was left to raise a newborn, his other five children by himself on a rural farm in eastern Washington state. As an adult, she realized the strength and selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. The first Father's Day was observed on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. At about the same time, in various towns and cities across America, other people were beginning to celebrate a Father's Day. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge supported the idea of a national Father's Day. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Father's Day is celebrated tomorrow in the United States, Canada, and UK, honoring fathers. It's a time for expression of appreciation and honor to fathers. Next, stepfathers. It's wonderful to have a natural, caring father and mother. There are also situations of stepfathers. My birth father, Emil Grams, was killed in World War II. Approximately 3 months later, I was born, with my birth father and I never having seen each other. It's something to look forward to in the resurrection. I was raised fatherless by my mother until after age 4, when my stepfather was the father I knew growing up. Of interest, in the Bible, we recall that Moses was put in a basket in the Nile and raised in Pharaoh's household. Jesus Christ grew up for years with his stepfather Joseph. Esther, in the Bible, was fatherless and raised by her uncle Mordecai. Third, outstanding father. There's a fascinating account or parable including an impressive, outstanding father in the Bible. Jesus' account of this father implies God the Father's love for us. It's Jesus' parable commonly known as the prodigal son, or parable of the lost son. Let's notice the compassion and love of the Father. Let's read Luke 15, verses 11 through 24. Luke 15, verses 11 through 24. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all his belongings together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. What a father. Fourth, growing up, have we heard some of the following of our dad's favorite sayings? 1, go ask your mother. 2, just wait till I get home. 3, I love you, son. 4, I love you, princess. 5, when I was your age. 6, my father used to tell me. 7, I used to walk to school in the snow. 8, be home early. And 9, that's not a tear, I have something in my eye. Here are some views of our fathers from age 4 to age 50, my father. When I was 4 years old, my daddy can do anything. At age 5, my daddy knows a whole lot. Age 6, my dad is smarter than your dad. Age 8, my dad doesn't exactly know everything. Age 10, in olden days, when my dad grew up, things sure were different. Age 12, oh well, naturally dad doesn't know anything about dad. He's too old to remember his childhood. Age 14, don't pay any attention to my dad, he's so old-fashioned. Age 21, him, he's hopelessly out of date. Age 25, dad knows about it, but then he should, because he's been around for so long. Age 30, maybe we should ask dad what he thinks. After all, he's had a lot of experience. Age 35, I'm not doing a single thing until I talk to dad. Age 40, I wonder how dad would have handled it. He was so wise. Finally, age 50, I'd give anything if dad were here now, so I could talk this over with him. Too bad I didn't appreciate how smart he was. I could have learned a lot from him. We've looked at Father's Day origin, stepfathers, prodigal sons outstanding father and a little humor. In closing, here's a poem in honor of our fathers entitled, What is a Dad? A dad is a person who's loving and kind and often knows what you have on your mind. He's someone who listens, suggests, and defends. A dad can be one of your very best friends. He's proud of your triumphs, but when things go wrong, a dad can be patient and helpful and strong. In all that you do, a dad's love plays a part. There's always a place for him deep in your heart. And each year that passes, you're even more glad, more grateful and proud just to call him your dad. Thank you, Dad, for listening and caring, for giving and sharing, but especially for just being you. To our fathers on this earth, and to our Father in heaven, happy Father's Day.